Harper Audio presents Love Me Tender by Anne Bennett. Read by Maggie Mash. Chapter 1. Mary Sullivan heard the dragging feet in the entry and swung the door wide to see her eldest daughter Kathy just about to push it open. The dejected sag of Kathy's shoulders told its own tale as Mary drew her inside.
"Wait, pet," she said. "I'll brew us both a drop of tea."
"No, Mammy, I can't stay," Kathy said. "I've left Barry minding the weans."
She shook her head angrily.
"Oh, God, it's no job for a man."
She looked at her mother, her deep brown eyes somber, and said,
"Do you know, he was over at Northfield today, after a job on the building he'd heard about. Course it was gone by the time he got there, and then he walked back to save the tram fare. But the thing is, his boots are falling off his feet, and I don't know whether it wouldn't have been better to pay the fare and save his boot leather."
"Ah, girl, I'm heart sore for you," Mary said.
"I couldn't stand the look on his face, Mammy," Kathy cried. "I took the few coppers he'd saved and went down the Bull Ring. I got some bones and vegetables cheap. You know how they sell them off at this time of night. At least I'll make a nourishing meal with it tomorrow."
Mary looked at her daughter sadly.
"Wait,"
she said, and went out of the room, coming back a minute later, with a loaf wrapped in a cloth.
"Ah, no, Mammy, you do enough," Kathy protested.
"We have plenty," Mary said. "Sure, everyone in the house is working now, but Carmel, and she's turned 12. She'll be left school in a couple of years. Take it."
"I will," Kathy said. "For the weans, at least. Barry said they must have the best food first. He's terrified something will happen to them, that they won't be well nourished enough to fight." "I can understand it. After all, his two young brothers were taken with TB, and his da was out of work at the time. Barry said there was little money for food, and none at all for doctors or medicines, and the youngsters were too weak to fight it on their own."
"He's a good man you have, Kathy, and a good father," Mary said. "Things could be worse. Maybe in the new year Barry's luck will change. God's good."
Kathy sighed. She had no hopes for the new year, for Barry had been out of work for 4 long years, and she dreaded Christmas, with nothing for the weans at all. She was beset by worries. Her daughter Lizzie needed new boots. The ones she had pinched her feet, and Kathy had had to line them with cardboard to keep her feet dry. And Danny only had one jumper that fitted him now, and that was ragged and all over holes. She couldn't lay all this at her mother's door, and so she kissed her goodbye. There was another worry pressing on Kathy's head, but it was nothing she could share with her mother either, or anyone else for that matter. Barry never made love to her anymore. They slept side by side in the same bed, and could well have been strangers. Often Kathy would long for Barry's arms around her, or his lips on hers. Not, of course, that she could say that to him, but still she missed the closeness they used to share. She knew he wanted no more children till he got a job, but still, she was not to know that Barry realized how quickly kisses and cuddles could lead to other things, and he couldn't risk it. If it wasn't for his in-laws helping, the two children he had would go to bed time and enough with empty bellies. It tore his heart out that he was not able to provide for his own weans. God forbid he would bring another into the world to the same fate. Lizzie and Danny were the only ones Barry could be natural with. He'd never been an inactive man before unemployment, and had never given much of a thought to the children either. Their rearing...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?